Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in the lucky dip today comes from Katie, who says, I've got medium brown hair, bright blue eyes, and rosy skin. I've assessed myself as medium value contrast and neutral plus two colours. I'm more comfortable in classic clothes and not comfortable with scarves and necklaces when I'm busy during the day. My question is about light bright colouring. Do I always need to wear a print blouse to look my best? I have some pretty jackets and purses with prints if I choose to wear them. Is this the best thing to do with a blouse with a white and colour print top that would coordinate with the print on the jacket or purse? A little bit confused there. Okay, so if you have medium brown hair, bright blue eyes and rosy skin, I'm thinking that's actually probably slightly more medium to medium. Well, depends how medium that is, I guess. So maybe a medium value contrast. Bright blue eyes and rosy skin. This is two parts of a triad plus a neutral. So that's your best colour contrast. I'm not sure about light bright colouring. It's not how I look at colouring. It doesn't tell me if it's warm or cool. Doesn't tell me much. But what I am seeing here is that you don't like accessories in particular and you still need to wear a couple of colours. So you have the choice of wearing a coloured top and a coloured jacket in a different colour, something like that, or a coloured cardigan. You have a choice of wearing a print with a couple of colours in it. Doesn't matter if the print is in the jacket or in the top, really doesn't matter. There is a choice of adding an accessory should you want to. Most of the time I know that you don't. There's a choice of looking for tops that may, sometimes you'll get tops with alternative coloured necklines and things like that, that just add that little bit of something extra in. You don't have to wear different coloured clothes. You can still wear a neutral bottom and two colours of tops. You could think about wearing brooches. You don't have to wear scarves. You don't have to wear necklaces. You could find that brooches do it for you, or earrings do it for you, or something else. So that is also another option. If you want to add more colour in, if you only want to wear, say, like today, I've got a coloured top and a neutral jacket, so but I'm adding an extra colour in here with my little brooch. So there's no one right way around it. It's really up to you. And you might find different days, different things, depending on what you're doing. So prints are really easy, but you don't always have to wear prints if you don't want to. It's about finding the things that you like and that work together. And this is why having a colour palette makes it pretty easy to find things that work together easily, because the colours are designed to go together. But there's no one way of doing it. So really, I think it's about finding what works for you, Katie. And so, you know, and the top doesn't have to have white in it. There's no reason why your top has to have white in it. It doesn't have to be white plus a colour. It could be, you know, it could be anything. It could be, you know, a blue and pink pattern. And then you might wear a kind of navy or some sort of blue or denim jacket with it. You know, we're not adding an extra colour there. So there's lots of way to do it. So my recommendation is always just to try things out, take photos, see what you like best, and then develop your own personal guidelines based around what you like and what works best for you. And this is why taking photos makes it so much easier to see what works, because you actually have a record there and you can look at it more objectively than when we're just looking in the mirror. Hopefully that helps. Next question comes from Brenda, who says, how do I pull patterns into outfits? Most of my clothes are solids worn with neutrals, but I still get compliments on dressing stylishly, which is lovely. Now, pattern is one of those things that it's very interesting. I find pattern very much relates to different personalities. So different kinds of personalities will be drawn to different types of prints and patterns. Someone who is very classic often is more into solids, and often relaxed people can often be more into solids. But I often find people who have highly relaxed might like texture rather than pattern. So you can use texture as a pattern. So anything from lace, which is a very pattern texture to start with, to marle, to you know, like any sort of boucle or something, some texture can add interest without having to add pattern in. Or you might be classic, and then the classic patterns are really a pinstripe or a fine check. Maybe a houndstooth or something like that. They're fairly discreet sorts of patterns. They're not really out there patterns. But what I would recommend you looking at is, what patterns do you really like? Are you drawn to certain sorts of patterns? And, you know, look through your wardrobe and see if you have any patterns, which patterns you do have. It's really important to know what are the ones that you are drawn to. And then you can use those patterns if you want to. And you can add in pattern in really small ways. You can add it in an accessory. It doesn't have to be a whole garment. It can be something that's very low contrast and not so obvious. It can be just a small portion of a garment. It doesn't have to be the whole garment as well. It can just be in like a scarf or something. Many people wear solid clothes and wear a scarf to add that pattern in. That's a really easy way to do it. Or you could even have a belt that's got like, you know, a animal print or a snake print sort of belt or something. And that adds that little bit of pattern in rather than it being completely solid. So, or shoes, another place to add, you know, pattern in can be shoes, small place or a handbag, small amount, not overwhelming your outfit if you feel uncomfortable in pattern. So I really say that with patterns, it's about whether or not you are drawn to them. I always think you have to love the pattern. If you don't love the pattern, don't buy the garment, because unless you love the pattern, you'll tire of that garment very quickly or you'll feel uncomfortable in that garment. So I always do recommend you loving the pattern. So if a pattern doesn't appeal to you visually, just leave it in the store. Don't take it home. It's not the right pattern for you. I always think it's that sort of thing that every now and again I see patterns, I just go, oh, I just love that pattern. And then I know, well, that's great. That's something I really have to have. If I look at it and I'm a bit, ho-hum, then I go, just don't get it. It's not going to be something I love in the same way as the ones that I do love. Last question today comes from Catherine, who says, how do I look smart in clothing when I am plus size? And I think the thing is we can feel very frumpy often in plus size clothes, partly because we're looking at oversized clothes. And this is where a lot of them, they are cut very loosely because, and we think, I just want to hide everything. So we end up wearing baggy all the time, and that can end up making you feel very frumpy and unstylish. So this is where I think about adding a little bit of structure in. So making sure things are fitted but not clinging. So it doesn't have to be really baggy and oversized. Having things, so skim, not cling. Think about it like that. But don't have it big. Think about adding some structure in. So structure can give you that look of being more smart. And this is where, you know, like I love these jackets. They're soft, they're stretchy, they're comfortable, but they give you a little bit of structure. And they add in a collar and they add in some structure. It's more dressed up than a cardigan would be, but to me, it's just as comfortable. So it's thinking about how can I add in some structure into my outfits? So particularly when you plus size, this kind of adding this bit of structure in can actually make you feel more smart in your clothing. So, or even things like rather than just going for a knit shirt, looking for a blouse with a collar or something. And just even a blouse has a bit more structure than a t-shirt does. A woven fabric always has a bit more structure than a knit. It doesn't have to be a tight blouse. It just, you know, or a tight shirt, but it can just add that little bit more structure in. And then another thing is, of course, thinking about accessorizing. And so adding some focal points. So remember, you know, what we're doing with our outfits is we're learning how to be a magician. So what is the art of the magician? Well, it's illusion and it's distraction. So we create the illusions. We can use like vertical lines to lengthen and slim, horizontal lines to shorten and broaden or to balance. We can use diagonal lines to draw attention or to move the eye. We can have curved lines to soften things down. Then we can add color. So dark colors are more receding, light colors are more advancing. So I can draw elements in or out. I can use a column of color, which is just the same sort of color from head to toe. And so particularly if you're larger, like the same color top and bottom. So if you're wearing, say, dark blue jeans, wearing a dark blue top, in a similar sort of color, it's going to create a great column of color. And then you can put a different color jacket or cardigan or topper over the top. And even things like, you know, a kimono top or something that maybe has a bit of pattern and stuff to it could also make things look a little bit smarter. So apart from jackets, yeah, think about, so in the summer months, you might think I'm going to have some long floaty kimono tops and I wear them over a column of color of some sort or other. And that just, you know, is quite a smart look. And then adding accessories. Adding accessories is always that last piece of that style puzzle to kind of add those focal points, those distraction points. And that is what we are doing with those focal points. So there you go. Few little tips today. Hopefully I've answered a little bit of your questions. Of course, there's always heaps of blog posts. You can go onto the blog and, you know, search up even just, you know, how to look, you know, not frumpy. Or just put the word frumpy in. If you're feeling frumpy, put the word frumpy in. And I've probably got something in there about how to feel not frumpy. And of course, too, I am currently doing a new masterclass called Why You Have a Wardrobe Full of Clothes and Nothing to Wear. And because the style mistakes you are most likely making. And how to start avoiding that little trap. So it's I'm doing it this afternoon at 4:30 my time, which is Melbourne, Australia time, and also next Tuesday morning as well. So if you would love to join me, just head over to the blog at insideoutsellblog.com. I'll also pop a link in here as well where you can register to watch it with me live, and you can have the opportunity then to come and ask questions live as well. But I would love to have you on. It's really fun. I've got lots of action tips in there that you can take just to keep you kind of moving on your style journey and help you stop making the mistakes that you may have been making in the past. But thank you so much for your questions, and thanks for watching, and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.